The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. All kinds of cool features on the site for you. All totally free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. Tonight, we talked about the latest on the Silk Road case with Ross Ulbricht's attorneys filing another motion to dismiss, basically claiming all of the government's evidence was illegally collected in this particular case against the man alleged to have been the operator of an underground drug market on the internet called Silk Road. You're welcome to comment on that. You can also talk about the plea deal for the young man who is now not found guilty, but also not found not guilty, not found anything. It's deferred. His sentencing has been deferred until he completes a year's probation, which is a bizarre thing, considering normally in criminal court you don't get probation unless you're sentenced to probation. This isn't a sentence. It's like a deferral with a juvenile thing. Juvenile court system's different. Anyway, the issue of sexting is the one that was at hand there. Teenagers taking pictures of themselves naked, sending those pictures to other teenagers. I guess, you know, adults do it too. But it's only the teenagers you hear about.
No one seems to care when adults do it.
Right. It's only the teenagers you hear about because the teenagers are the ones being charged with manufacturing child pornography of themselves in this case. So you're welcome to comment on that as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. The news coming out of Glenn Greenwald's blog at First Look, The Intercept, is that apparently there's a new leaker out there, somebody besides Edward Snowden, and it's all about the document that's come out, the classified, well, formerly classified documents that have been leaked, are all about the U.S.'s database of terrorist suspects. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. Sean, first, though, is with us in Vancouver. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey. Thank you for letting me speak.
Go ahead.
I'll just get right to it. I've been listening to the show now for about the last 3 months, and I listen to every single episode. I appreciate your guys' viewpoint on a lot of things. I've actually learned quite a bit about liberty from you guys, so I appreciate that. I wanted to direct this at Mark, actually. Mark, now, it's come out on a few episodes, some people, and they've been quite aggressive about it, which I don't think is right, but concerning your past, and concerning, you know, you went to prison for
second-degree murder.
Charge was
second-degree murder.
It was, pardon?
Second-degree murder was what I took a plea bargain for.
Right, right. And so I know it's probably a touchy subject, and I was just curious. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I just like to know if you could, you know, give your listeners just like a small short synopsis of what exactly transpired from your view of
sure.
what happened. I just want to know because I like you guys, right? And I like your viewpoints and stuff, and I like how you guys feed off each other. I like the other hosts. I'm interested in this, and I just but I like to know things.
Yeah, it looms like a specter on the conversation. I mean, if you know this, you're kind of always sort of wondering, and I think we've got to have this call every few months in order to sort of talk about
it. Has somebody been calling weekly on the Sunday shows?
There's been a guy that's been sort of calling in pretty regular on the Sunday show and trying to, I don't know, he seems to just want to yell murderer.
Trying to out you.
Or something to that effect. And I try to deal with him as much compassion as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound like he cares to come to some conclusion. It doesn't sound like he cares about, you know, like coming to some, I don't know what he wants, right? Like, other than to
just
come
drag
on.
Drag you through the mud.
Right, that's what it sounds like. So let me give a quick synopsis. There are no heroes in this story. And And you need to understand that from the get-go. There are only victims, and there are, and you can decide where I fall into it, because I didn't know what was going to happen when I went to a hotel room.
There was a drug deal involved, right?
Yeah, I thought that I was going to be sort of indoctrinated, brought into a small-time cocaine ring. And I was asked to sort of wait in the bathroom, and I heard a scuffle when I came out, and my co-defendant also gave me, you know, he handed me a wrench to protect myself or whatever. I don't know what I thought, right? I'm 17 years old. This is 1988. And, you know, there you go. So I hear some kind of scuffle, and I go out, and I'm like, you know, hey, guys, what's going on? And there's a fight ensuing between these two guys. So, yeah, I jumped in and struck a man on behalf of my partner in order to my friend, what I thought to be my friend, in order to sort of break these things up. I had a team, right? And I didn't know what was going on. And because he got the advantage, my co-defendant at this point, because I had committed a crime, he strangled this guy to death. Mm. I actually pulled on him and said, hey, you're killing him. And that didn't seem to make a difference. I've got to say I was cowardly. And I was scared. You know, I was scared. Mm. I didn't know what was going on. And so the guy died, and I actually checked his pulse. I wasn't sure what to do. And, you know, I ended up – I cleaned up some of the fingerprints because I'm like, I don't want to be here for this. You know, like I just kind of felt separated from the whole situation. Like whoa, I didn't have anything to do with this. And sure enough, I did have something to do with that. And my – partner ran from town. I had the opportunity to, if I would have kept my mouth shut and just gone with a lawyer, I probably would have never gotten had any problem at all. But I didn't keep my mouth shut. And if I would have,
you don't think there would have been a problem? I mean, you did admit to having struck this the victim, right?
When do you mean admit it?
Right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, wouldn't that have been manslaughter? I mean, generally, what would
I don't even know what at that point, if they decided that was aggravated battery that mm-hmm. I intended to or whatever, then they could call that a felony. And if it's a felony and somebody dies, you can call it felony one murder. Mm. And at that point, you're talking about the death penalty as a possibility. Mm. Whatever. I don't know. I didn't have the motive. In this circumstance,
yeah.
My partner had this guy Carmen Tungate. He had stolen a bunch of money from this guy's hotel. I had no clue what was going on.
Mm. I was just you came into the middle of a fight and you picked a side, right?
Yeah, foolishly.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. But before I go, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to explain that. I really appreciate it. I'll continue listening to you guys. I just wanted to say too that. I have also been involved in the kind of darker side of the drug trade, and I actually went to prison for it as well. I got a 9-month sentence for trafficking in cocaine. And
9 months?
Pardon?
9 months?
9 months, yeah.
Okay.
Canada's not as harsh on this as the U.S. is, and I did a little bit of legal maneuvering on my side to kind of portray myself as someone who, was taken advantage of by the system. There were some police that had lied, and I'm actually a Caucasian person. I'm, ancestry would be like Hispanic Jewish, and they said I was a Vietnamese person, so there was a whole big thing about that, but I ended up getting 9 months, and I just think that you shouldn't feel. Don't let anybody, talk to you, talk down to you about this, because you were in a dark time in your life, and in the drug trade, especially with the war on drugs, this is the kind of stuff that happens all the time. And
it doesn't make it okay, though. Yeah. I mean, you're not the same person you were back then, Mark. I mean, this is more than 20 years ago, 25 years
well,
ago?
Well, I would agree that you shouldn't let people get down, because really, what are the alternatives at this point? Let's say that I'm guilty of the worst possible aspect of this crime. My co-defendant's not even involved. You know, I'm the terrible killer in this circumstance. Let's say that I am, and that I'm free right now, and I've got a 6-year-old son, and I've got a wife, and mm-hmm. I've got a radio program. What exactly am I supposed to do? Should you just want me to turn off the mic and leave, or should I commit suicide? What's the solution here? Because I can't think of one.
Sean, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the terrorist watch list here coming up.
I did the time they asked me to do.
You can take control. 9 years, by the way. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. And people can change. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Bean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FeenPhone.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its trial by fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all kinds of features. You can create the content. You can also submit content over to the folks at freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at readers of freedomsphoenix.com. Get that. In fact, you're constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Nathan is on the line in Texas via Skype. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, go ahead.
So there's something I've been thinking about lately, which Mark's story reminded me of, and that's this idea of yielding to the pressure or social pressure of others, or kind of going with the flow, as Ian says sometimes. And Mark's story kind of dramatizes it in the most extreme case, right? Because you're with this, I don't know what kind of reputation this gentleman had, but you were
second,
shady.
You said shady. I just want to make sure our listeners know that I did have to dump that just because it was a little bit questionable.
I'm sorry?
I did have to dump that because it didn't really sound like shady. It sounded like something else. So go ahead.
Okay, well, hopefully my connection's better now. But you're in a situation where you are... basically, you're a partner with this gentleman, or you're with him in some enterprise, and you end up getting blamed for something that he does. And I've heard this kind of thing before, say if someone's working at a business that's engaged in laundering money, and then the police come in, and they don't particularly care that you're just the clerk at the desk, then they arrest everybody. So it seems like this is the extreme case, right, where going with the flow can really hurt you. Would you agree with that, Mark?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In that circumstance, going with the flow hurt me a great deal.
What should you have done in that circumstance, Mark? For our listeners just tuning in, when you were 17, you were involved in a drug deal that went bad, and the person you were with committed murder during that deal. You actually sort of kind of helped with the fight a little bit when you stumbled upon it from the other room where you were supposed to kind of be hiding out. What do you think the best situation was, the best, hindsight being 2020, what should you have done?
The first thing I should have done is not spoken to the police at all. Mm. You don't give evidence on yourself ever. That doesn't mean that you think you can outsmart, because I thought I could outsmart the police, and you can't outsmart the police.
I didn't mean after the fact. You're welcome to continue that answer, but I meant in the moment. Hindsight being 2020, looking at the actual hotel room situation, when you came across this fight, you were asked to hide in a bathroom, you heard a scuffle, you came out.
I should have physically pulled my friend off of the guy when he was strangling him to death. Instead of saying something and kind of touching him, mm-hmm. I should have physically grabbed him and pulled him off. But let's not forget that I weighed 127 pounds.
How big was he?
My friend?
The associate, yes.
Yeah, not bigger than me, but mm-hmm. not hulking or anything.
He was
like
not
that.
Your friend, as it turned out.
Well, no, but I mean, at right. the time, I don't know how else to describe him. I mean, now my co-defendant.
Your partner?
Your business partner.
He's dead now.
What happened with him? Did he get shot?
I believe he was shot at a van near a library or something like that.
Apparently his life didn't turn around after prison.
No, the guy had been, he was involved in crime after crime after crime. So, I mean, that's another thing to sort of look at.
He's dead. You're still here. You've got a family.
Well, and he committed many crimes. Yeah. I committed one.
Well, I actually was thinking more about kind of being in the car on the way, or like that morning when you got up for breakfast, like not necessarily when you're right there at the moment and you have to decide what to do, right?
Well, I didn't know what was going to – I had no clue what was going to go on in that hotel room. So, therefore, I mean –
Do you think he was planning a murder or
yes.
was – Okay. Or it just didn't go – it wasn't something that went wrong. It was he wanted to murder this guy.
In hindsight, I think – I have no doubt that mm-hmm. he intended
well,
to murder.
I guess what I'm asking is there anything – any clue that could have tipped you off that you shouldn't be associating with this person? Like,
oh, yeah, he's
like,
bad news.
Was he like the drug dealer on Breaking Bad who just kind of randomly goes crazy and starts punching people, or like
I know nothing of Breaking Bad, but this guy was bad news from the get-go, and that's probably one of the things that attracted me to him. I was
a bad boy, right?
Yeah, I was definitely involved in some bad stuff. I never intended to get quite as bad as things got, no doubt about it, but I had burglarized houses and burglarized cars and, you know, done some rough stuff, and
you
to some extent... What's that?
You little S.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I stole some stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Man.
Stupid stuff, too. But, you know, and that's, to some extent, I gave myself solace while in prison that I'm like, look, you know, if I got caught for everything I did, maybe I would do this amount of time.
Yeah, it's very well true. That's interesting, Mark. I didn't know that about you. I didn't know the extent of
I told you many times on the air that I had done burglaries. Absolutely.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Home burglaries and car burglaries. Yep.
Well, I don't remember either, but that's another interesting past to the story. But yeah, I'm just thinking of like the person who's, you know, the kid working at the desk of the company that's laundering the money, and I think he's in a better position because he can say, oh well, this is clearly illegal activity. I should get out of here. I don't know if that accurately describes the position you were in. It sounds like you wanted to be there, so to speak. So.
There you go.
I don't know. You know, people feel trapped for a variety of reasons in, you know, social situations. And it's interesting when you think about that, it's like, well, you're not trapped. You know, you could have left at any time.
Had you not gone to that hotel room, would your associate have come after you in some way? Or would it have just been...
Well, let's not forget that I went to the hotel room willingly because I thought I was going to make money selling cocaine. Yeah. So, no, he wouldn't. I don't think he would have. Yeah. I have no clue what he would have done. But I went there under false pretenses.
Nathan, anything else you got?
No, I just think that it's important to make decisions for yourself and try to select the people that you associate with based on your values and not necessarily because it can always be this extreme, but I think of all the situations where you can kind of miss out or things can go wrong, being associated with someone who's being accused of murder is probably the most extreme.
It's definitely true that being very careful about who you associate with is important. I thank you, Nathan, for the call tonight. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Mr. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of being an antagonist, I became addicted to talk radio, and I've been a talk radio head following what you framed a legitimate military attack. And I have been taken on the public radio thousands of times and been called everything under the sun, from Lionel Show Call Me the Greatest to an ex-con man, Congressman J.D. Hayworth, call me a piece of human. Well, I know this is a family radio show, so I won't
please
continue with the way he called me. But given your tirade against me yesterday, Mark, I should like you to know that I've never, ever, not even once, ever asked anyone on earth if they heard me on the radio. But I have had numerous friends and associates say, hey, Whit, I heard you on the Diane Rehm show the other day. Or, Whit, I love when you're on the Michael Medved show. Or when I call in as Jim Bob, that was hilarious. So all my friends, when they run and cross paths with me, they tell me how they couldn't stop laughing. But so... numerous times been by different radio stations invited me to come in as a guest host, and I've declined every time because they're not willing to pay me. So I won't do that. I won't waste my time. But, Ian, I just want to...
Hold on, James. We'll let you get to your point here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think he's referring to you suggesting he get his own talk show.
I didn't call that a tirade.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. More on the, or some, we haven't even really scratched the surface of the story, just kind of teased it. Glenn Greenwald's blog over at firstlook.org, The Intercept, has a new article, and it's fairly lengthy. We'll just give you a summary, a briefing, if you will, about Barack Obama's secret terrorist tracking system, as released a classified government document by someone who was not Edward Snowden, apparently. Someone else. We'll continue, or we'll get into that here in a moment. We've also got James on the line in Arizona, and we'll get back to him as well. But first,
if you're interested, if you've ever been interested in sort of taking one of those outdoor survival courses, you need to know about the Survival Training School of California, because this is the best one, arguably the best survival training school in the world. Because mainly because of Thomas Coyne, the lead instructor over there, and his long list of accreditations. But they've actually trained people from the U.S. Marine Corps' Mountain Warfare Training Center, and from the Air Force, and from the Navy. I mean, you know, if your survival school is training people from three different divisions of the U.S. military, You got to say it's probably pretty qualified. I've got right here in my hand from Al J. Mercer, commanding officer, VX-31 U.S. Navy. The strength and supremacy of today's Navy and Marine Corps stems in large measure from the outstanding quality of the training provided to our men and women. Your expert delivery of the of life-saving information will undoubtedly benefit VX-31 and support them for years to come. Again, please accept my personal thanks for a job well done. You know, they dishing out praise, and I'm holding letters upon letters of recommendation for the Survival Training School of California. They've got classes. Just go take a look at all the classes that are available coming up. This is their full-time job. They do a fantastic job of it. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Please, if you have any interest, just go to the website and take a look at some of the videos they've got there. They've been featured on ABC, CBS, KCAL, Men's Fitness, the Toronto Star, the LA Times. They were part of Brad Pitt's World War Z in the DVD extras. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, 805-503-8861. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, 805-503-8861.
All right, let's continue here. James is on the line in Arizona. James, you didn't have really enough time to get your thoughts out there, so go ahead.
Actually, I did on the original point. I just wanted to respond to what I call a tirade. You didn't call whatever you want, Mark, about your ranting about me after my call was done.
Can I respond to that then?
Well, hold on, James, before you go on. Just to be clear, this is where you were. You after your call was over, Mark made a comment about how he thinks you should have your own talk show. That seems like
sound like a compliment. I didn't respond to that, actually. I was responding to him saying that I call my friends, and did you hear how mistreated I was? I've never once mentioned, I don't talk politics to anybody unless they bring up the subject to me, ever. I'm not that type of guy. But I do it on, I am want to do that with people that say a lot of things on public airways that I don't agree with, and they call their show Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want. So I wanted to mention to you last night that it's just been recently marked the 102nd anniversary of Milton Friedman's birth. And apparently you don't remember me mentioning Free to Choose as being what had certain, using your words, resonance to me as for why I claimed to be a libertarian using somebody else's words, Mark. But I should like to say also that Milton Friedman made fun of his grandson's seasteading idea as much as I did yours, being in communion with it. It's ludicrous.
Well, you don't know what Milton Friedman would make fun of and what he wouldn't. I mean, I don't know whether he'd make fun of his grandson. I can tell you his son is definitely not. David Friedman, it doesn't seem, seems to think it's a, fine idea.
Hold on. Before you go on, what is seasteading?
Seasteading is the idea of humans moving out on platforms in the water, essentially moving away from monopolistic city-states and nation-states on the land and attempting to create competition for governance out in the water where they, creating new area because there's no way, there's no pioneers any longer.
So, James, you are a critic of the seasteading?
Mark, can I ask you a question in response to that question? Because it will frame this whole notion I have about your guest, your business partner. Do you not remember talking about this only a month ago, and you had like an entire show talking about it with Ian? And since he seems to have some kind of memory loss about that, what would you think would be the cause of that, Mark?
James, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment here while I explain radio to you. there are always new listeners when you're broadcasting on the radio, not only because we have new radio stations coming on at all times, but
people are turning on their car radios at all different times.
Right. Anybody can be tuning in at any time. So it's not that I don't know. When I ask Mark, what is seasteading? It's not that I don't know what seasteading is. That's me stopping the conversation as trying to put myself in the shoes of a listener who may not have ever heard this show before and try to explain better for them what we're talking about. In the same way that if somebody lets off with some three-letter acronym like the NAP, I'll almost always stop down. If I notice it, I'll say, whoa, you mean the non-aggression principle, and maybe even give a brief explanation of what that means. So, James, I'm well aware of what seasteading is, but many of in our audience may not have had that information. So go ahead.
Well, I'm deeply sorry that I accused you of smoking too much, and that forgive me for suggesting otherwise. Mark,
you're forgiven. Go ahead.
I believe Milton Friedman certainly would make fun of that idea, just like I was able to destroy the idea as to who are you going to call. You never did answer that question. If little Vladimir Putin rises out of the red, let's say you're floating around the Black Sea and he pulls up on you in a sub.
Well, I would be concerned with Vladimir Putin if I was floating around the Black Sea. But if I was in the Gulf of Mexico, it'd be the United States that I'd be worried about.
Right. You'd call the United States, because the United States, oh, whatever. Okay. So.
By the way, James, we agree on this one.
Yeah. Okay, good. Cool. Wow. What for once? But I wanted to say, you said, well, Bastiat, and you couldn't remember who else, but it was Milton Friedman. But where do you believe in the principles of liberty? Where? Because I never did get to answer that question, nor do I know what you were talking about, because, of course, posted after my call was dumped. So for the benefit of the audience and me, what do you mean when you say that I'm not a libertarian and I don't believe in the principles of liberty? And don't talk about the war thing, because the non-aggression principle is your libertarian principle, not mine, nor is it any other libertarians that I know.
So you're a libertarian who doesn't subscribe to the non-aggression principle is what you're saying.
In the context of war, it was what I'm saying. Evil needs to be confronted in this earth, and it is all over the earth right now. And
so by definition, you're not a libertarian, right?
I am a libertarian, and I know that the evildoers in this earth don't respond to stick-ups with pot and flowers, but they do respond to stick-ups with guns and ammo. And this world is overflowing with people that want you dead.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody listening can make up their own mind. I'm putting you on hold again. As far as I'm concerned, anybody listening can make up their own mind. To me, a libertarian is someone who embraces the non-aggression principle across the board without exception. But, Mark, I think he was asking you, so go ahead with your answer.
Well, I would – to me, what's important as far as it is that the non-aggression principle is you don't use force, fraud, or theft. You don't initiate, you don't attack somebody to get what you want. You don't initiate force, fraud, or theft in order to get what you want. And that means most of the wars in U.S. history are, it's not appropriate to have responded in that way. So, like, for instance, when the United States puts an embargo on Japan for oil, the United States is initiating force on U.S. business people that say they can't deal with Japan.
James, you're back on. Go ahead.
I agree with everything you said, Mark, up until the point you talked about the United States issuing an oil embargo around what I've repeatedly had to remind you and your audience, obviously, in the context of the early 1940s, that the Japanese Japan was literally an evil empire. They were genocidal, mass murdering, raping, and pillaging in China. And if you think that it's a violation of free market principles not to sell oil to a mass murdering, total war state that...
But if you don't want to sell oil to them, you shouldn't sell oil to them. But to have a government come in and force people to stop selling oil is the use of force. That's initiation of force against those businesses. Thanks, James. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest Enterprise banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain right here. You can just dial right on in here and get in the remaining moments of the show this evening. But if you don't get in tonight, well, we can always have you back tomorrow. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype into the show. Username here is lrn.fm. By the way, you do have to send a contact request first, else calling us on Skype will not work. So send that request to username lrn.fm. It will be approved usually in about a show segment once we finally notice it and hit the accept button. So you can join us in whatever way you prefer. And here's the news from the First Look website, firstlook.org/The Intercept. It's Glenn Greenwald's site, his news site that he put together after leaving The Guardian over in the UK. Of course, for those of you who may not have been paying close attention, the Edward Snowden revelations from last summer were broken by Glenn Greenwald. He's sort of been the go-to guy for all of the NSA news about,
sure is, yeah.
About how your privacy is apparently not intact in any way, shape, or form with the NSA around. And, of course, all of this information had come from Edward Snowden. But things apparently are changing. Now more people are feeling comfortable coming out and leaking information. Or
that's the thing about leakers. They can create more.
I guess I shouldn't say coming out because this leaker is anonymous at this point publicly. Greenwald may know who it is, but he's not revealing it. Nearly half of the people on the U.S. government's widely shared database of terrorist suspects are not connected to any known terrorist group, according to classified government documents obtained by The Intercept. of the 680,000 people caught up in the government's terrorist screening database, a watch list of, quote, known or suspected terrorists, unquote, that is shared with local law enforcement agencies, private contractors, and foreign governments, more than 40% of those 680,000 are described by the government as having no recognized terrorist group affiliation. That category, 280,000 people, dwarfs the number of watch-listed people suspected of ties to Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and Hezbollah combined. The documents obtained from a source in the intelligence community, not Edward Snowden, also reveal that the Obama administration has presided over an unprecedented expansion of the terrorist screening system. Since taking office, Obama has boosted the number of people on the no-fly list more than tenfold to an all-time high of 47,000.
Imagine what this is like being on the no-fly list.
It sucks.
You simply can't fly. You're stuck on wherever you are.
Same name as someone who has a terrorist suspect.
I don't think that happens nearly as much as it did, but he's increased 10 times so people can't fly. What are the criteria? Do we have 10 times as many terrorists as we did in 9/11?
He is surpassing the number of people barred from flying under George W. Bush. If everything is terrorism, then nothing is terrorism, says David Gomez, former senior FBI special agent. The watchlisting system, he adds, is revving out of control. The classified documents were prepared by the National Counterterrorism Center, the lead agency for tracking individuals with suspected links to international terrorism, stamped secret and no foreign, indicating that they are not to be shared with foreign governments. They offer the most complete numerical picture of the watchlisting system to date. Among the revelations, point. The second highest concentration of people designated as known or suspected terrorists by the government is in Dearborn, Michigan, a city of 96,000 that has the largest percentage of Arab American residents in the country. Point. The government adds names to its databases or adds information on existing subjects at a rate of 900 records each day. Another point. The CIA uses a previously unknown program codenamed Hydra. What's a Hydra, Mark?
Hydra is something that you cut the head off of and two heads grow back.
To secretly access databases maintained by foreign countries and extract data to add to the watch list. So they're accessing other countries' databases without those countries' permission.
I bet they like that.
Just sucking information out. The U.S. counterterrorism official familiar with the watchlisting data told The Intercept that as of November of 2013, there were about 700,000 people in the Terrorist Screening Database, or TSDB, but declined to provide the current numbers. Last month, the Associated Press, citing federal court filings by government lawyers, reported there have been 1.5 million names added to the watch list over the past 5 years. The government official told The Intercept that was a misinterpretation of the data, saying the list has grown somewhat since that time, but it's nowhere near the 1.5 million figure that is being reported by the news. He added the statistics cited by the AP do not just include nominations of individuals, but also bits of intelligence or biographical information obtained on watchlisted persons. When U.S. officials refer to the watch list, they typically mean the terrorist screening database, an unclassified pool of information shared across the intelligence community and military, as well as local law enforcement, foreign governments, and private contractors. According to the government's watch listing guidelines published by The Intercept last month, officials don't need concrete facts or irrefutable evidence to secretly place someone on the list. Only a vague and elastic standard of reasonable suspicion. You need some fact basis to say a guy's a terrorist that you know is to a probable cause standard that he's a terrorist, says Gomez, a former FBI agent. Then I say, build as big file as you can on him. But if you just suspect that somebody is a terrorist, not so much. The National Counterterrorism Center did not respond to questions about its terrorist screening system. Instead, in a statement, it praised the watchlisting system as a, quote, critical layer in our counterterrorism defenses.
What else would it say?
And described it as superior to the pre-9/11 process for tracking threats, which relied on lists which were typed or handwritten in card catalogs and ledgers. The White House declined to comment. Most people placed on the government's watch list begin in a larger classified system known as the Terrorist Identities Data Mart Environment, or TIDE. The TIDE database actually allows for targeting of people based on far less evidence than the already lax standards for placing people on the watch list. A more expansive and invasive database, TIDE's information is shared across the U.S. intelligence community as well as with commando units from Special Operations Command with domestic agencies such as the New York City Police Department. In the summer of 2013, officials celebrated what one classified document prepared by the Counterterrorism Center referred to as a milestone, boosting the number of the people in the TIDE database to a total of 1 million,
wow,
up from 500,000 4 years earlier. The document credits that historic achievement to the DTI, the Directorate of Terrorist Identities, a secretive and virtually unknown U.S. counterterrorism unit.
Unknown to me.
Yeah, responsible for maintaining TIDE. This number is a testament to DTI's hard work and dedication over the past 2.5 years, the document declares. So these are people who aren't quite on the watch list, but they're still under suspicion of possibly maybe being put on the watch list at some point.
You're
in the
Muslim
future
and stuff.
The number is also a testament to the Obama administration's intensified collection of personal information on individuals with suspected links to terrorism. In 2006, CBS News obtained a copy of the no-fly list and reported that it included 47,000 names, including Bolivian President Evo Morales and the head of Lebanon's parliament. Faced with a widespread public backlash, the government cut the list down to 4,000 names by late 2009. The next year, after the so-called underwear bomber tried to bring down a commercial airliner bound for Detroit, Obama loosened the criteria for adding people to the no-fly list, and the impact was immediate. Since 2010, the classified documents note that the Counterterrorism Center has created more than 430,000 terrorism-related person records, while deleting only 50,000 people whose nexus to terrorism was refuted or did not meet current watchlisting criteria. The documents reveal that more than 240 TIDE nominations are now processed every single day.
Once you're dealing with numbers like that, getting off that list is going to be impossible.
Yeah, they don't make it easy, and there's no real process to get off these lists. As of August 2013, 5,000 Americans were on the... Let's see here. This is tied by an August 2013 slide from the Counterterrorism Center called Tied by the Numbers lays out the scope of the watchlisting system. 680,000 people have been watchlisted. 320,000 are monitored in the larger Tied database. And as of August 2013, 5,000 Americans were on the watch list, while another 15,800 were targeted in Tied. So it's gone up dramatically, it sounds like, in recent times. 16,000 people, including 1,200 Americans, have been classified as selectees who are targeted for enhanced screenings at airports and border processing. I've been on that list.
Yes, you have.
The 611,000 men are on the main terrorist watch list, and 39,000 women, and on and on. We'll give you the details on this on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Roger's in Michigan, listening to WJNL. Hey, Roger.
Guys, amazing. You guys are amazing. As long as we're on this earth and there's two people, there's going to be conflict.
Sure. Agreed.
Regardless of what you say, whatever, boom, boom, there's going to be conflict. I go back to the Adam and Eve thing. But thank God, or thank whoever, that we live in America and we can express these views freely, without repercussions, and we are blessed. I don't think we realize how lucky we are. And I hear all what you're saying about no fly and all this stuff, like that we are American.
Well, here in America, you have the right to complain, but you may not have the right to fly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roger. I wish I could give you more time tonight. We're out of it. Call tomorrow at the beginning of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern, whether we're on in Petoskey at that time or not. I want to talk to you further about this, about what you have to say. And I thank you for the call tonight. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.